You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What are you convinced that other people only pretend to like? Whether it makes you look cool or you want to be in with the in crowd or whatever. What is it that you think a lot of, not all, but a lot of people are just pretending to enjoy?
Oh, I love this story. I was making a big old long list during that last break. I'm wondering if some of these are on the list. I'll give you my first two, my top two. Mandatory corporate fun.
Yeah.
Oh my God, right. I love that. I love bonding with my coworkers. This is the best day ever. Yeah. Liar, you're faking it. And then the second one is when somebody or a group of people sing happy birthday to you, and you've got to sit there and pretend like you like it and you're having a good time, but it is truly one of the most awkward moments in your life when you have to sit there and smile while people sing happy birthday to you.
I think everybody got to pretend that, but it's just one of those agreements that we've all come to.
Yep.
You have to sit there and smile, and in your mind you're thinking, oh, I can't wait till it's your turn and I'm going to sing to you, USOB.
Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you quickly, there was a time when there was a radio. Should I tell the story? It's about radio and ratings. I'll tell the story. There was a time when ratings for radio stations were determined by people telling the ratings company who they listened to. And these days it's done with like a monitor system or whatever. So it's like they've taken out the whole thing where you tell people who you like, what's your favorite radio station? They don't do that anymore. Now it's actual digital, right? They can tell who you're listening to. Okay, so there's that. But back in the day when it was tell, there was a radio station here in the Mile High City that always scored really high all the time, 12 months out of the year, really well. And several of us suspected that they weren't really that popular, but they had the aura of being the cool station to listen to. So everybody said they listened to them. So, of course, when somebody called and said, what radio station? Oh, well, I listen to the coolest station. Oh, blah, blah. The very month that the system flipped over from what you said you listened to what you actually listened to, this station went from like first to 12th.
Aha.
And I was like, I knew it. I knew people only said that they liked it because it made them look cool.
Yep.
I always suspected that. Anyway, one of the other things that's on this list is running.
Oh, yeah.
And I find that kind of funny. I mean, I used to be a runner, and I would run 20 to 24 miles a week. And I got to admit that I didn't necessarily love it while I was doing it. But, Jeremy, as soon as I was done, I loved that I had done it.
Yeah, you accomplished it. But
yeah, and but I like the results of it. It kept me slim and trim and all of that. So I like that. But while I was doing it, no.
Didn't like it.
It's like, oh, you got to do it. You got to do what you got to do. Another one that I know you will disagree with this, but it's family gatherings, like holidays and parties.
Yes,
and stuff
but
like
then
that.
Again, like a little bit ago, I was talking about how we had four birthday parties this weekend, and I told my wife, I was like, I'm done for a while. I'm good for a while.
Yeah, but those weren't all family gatherings.
They weren't, but, you know, one of them was.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good for a while.
And I think this is probably true. I think there are a lot of people who are like, put on the, you know, because you're not supposed to say that you don't like getting together with family. So everyone's like, oh, yeah, I love it. We had another party with my family. Yeah. See, I can be honest and say I love getting together with my family because I don't see them that often.
Sure. So when you do, it's special.
So when I do, it's a special occasion.
Yes, absolutely.
But we have a bunch of people listening who have like obligations with family and they're like, gender reveal parties.
yeah, those are a little tired now. But we're like, yay, yeah, we'll go. Yeah, what color is the inside of the cake? Yay, oh, it's blue.
Yeah, we'll put you at the center of the universe again. Yeah, great. Yeah, and your child, yes. Your child, the greatest child of all time, hasn't even been born yet. That's fantastic. How do you feel about this one? IPAs.
That's funny. That's what I put on my list as well, IPAs. People pretend that they like them. Because you know when you take a swig of those, they just taste like you're drinking chew spit, you know, they're disgusting. They're really gross. So I think people are pretending, much like with your radio story, because you feel like you're cool, you know.
Right. I've had bartenders before that I'd say, well, you got on tap, and they'll tell me, and they'll mention a couple IPAs. I'm like, no, not the IPAs. And the bartender's like, I feel you, dog. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Bitter.
I got to give them to some people.
Weird aftertaste.
The hipsters, but
Ugh. Yeah, I don't have a man bun. I can't drink those.
That's right. I put hiking on the list. I don't know about... I guess there are some people that just... I do love that.
I like hiking, too. Yeah.
But I guess there are some people who do it, especially if they've put it on their dating profile, just so they can appear to be outdoorsy.
Right. Barb wrote in and said, catch up on Kit Kats. So she's been listening since the training report this morning. Thank you very much. Aaron wrote in and said, Peloton. Yeah, people pretend right. to like those.
That's interesting. You can almost take almost any type of exercise routine.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a lot of us who are skeptical.
I love spin class.
Crystal says White Claw.
Yeah, so I wrote LaCroix on my list, where I think people pretend that they like the LaCroix. And to steal a line that our producer Josh uses, he's like, those drinks just taste like they walked by a strawberry. So there's never really like the full flavor. It's just kind of this weird metal.
That's a great line.
And maybe a hint of strawberry. So it tastes like they walked by a strawberry. A couple more on my personal list that I made. Let's see here. Whole grain bread. I think people pretend to like whole grain bread when they just want a piece of soft bread with no seeds and no crunchiness inside of it. Other people's new haircuts. Because whenever, you know, you see somebody with a new haircut or they say, I got a haircut, you got to pretend like, oh, my God, that's great. You look good. Oh, my God. Don't care inside. You're like, I don't care.
You know, you should be thanking me. Because it's been like over a week and I haven't even said one
you don't
thing
need
about
to.
Your buzz cut.
You don't
I
need
haven't
to.
Even mentioned
you
that you
don't
got all
need
your hair
to
buzzed off.
At all. And then I also
you look
wrote,
like you could live up in Coeur d'Alene.
I don't know what that means.
About 15% of our listeners know exactly what that means.
I'll look it up.
They're getting a good laugh out
I'll look
of it.
It up. And then tight fitting clothes. I feel like everybody pretends that they like tight fitting clothes because that's kind of the fashion, the tight shirts, the tight pants. But secretly, we all hate tight-fitted clothes.
Mostly just want sweatpants and hoodies.
Yes.
One of the things on the list was high heels. Do women even pretend anymore to like them, or do they just 100% groan? Like,
I think they groan, yeah.
They just don't even wear them anymore. There's some funny notes that we got in through text. Ariel says, are people just pretending to like certain TV shows? I thought people were faking it with Game of Thrones. And that's from Ariel.
Yeah, one of the ones I put on my list was of the obnoxious singing talent shows. I feel like at this point people just pretend to like those.
Yeah.
And they just keep pumping them out.
Probably.
A couple more I wrote, when you go to somebody's house and their dog jumps on you and nuzzles you and licks you. God,
yes.
You pretend to like that.
Yeah. Well, you know what? In fact, Susie wrote in and she goes, other people's kids or dogs?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, yes, and yes.
Yes.
You know, the funny thing about it is it's almost like the boy who cried wolf thing, because you will occasionally see someone else's kid or dog, either one, that is just flat out adorable. But you can't pick it. So then you've got to act like everybody's is.
Mm.
Every once in a while, you come across a puppy that is just, I mean, remarkable.
Mm.
But most other people's dogs are just clumsy, slobbery
dog. You gotta
dogs.
Just pretend that you like
so
him.
So you gotta
just
pretend. Oh my God, your dog is so cute. How long have you had him? What's her name?
The one with the kids that I wrote on my list is you gotta pretend that you like photos and videos of other people's kids as
right.
they show you on your phone. Like, oh my God, you gotta see this home run my kid did this weekend. Your coworker,
right.
you know, and you're like, oh my God, don't get me trapped into this. And then the other thing is long meandering stories from 5-year-olds. You gotta sit there and pretend that you're like, uh-huh.
Right.
And then what? And then what? Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
I added kombucha to the list.
Yeah.
People pretend to like that death juice.
Eliza wrote in and said, I admit I fake liking sushi just so I can go out with the girls. I mean, it's okay, but it would never be one of my top 10 choices. I go to socialize and just act like it's so good. Then I go home and eat a bag of Oreos.
Yeah, I get that.
Well, yeah, because there's the social aspect. And I wonder how much of going for sushi is just, it's purely the social act. It's a social activity.
Probably.
So, you know, it's not the same thing. You could say, yeah, we'll go for tacos, But there's just something different about it.
Yeah.
So, Eliza, I think that's what's going on there.
I added watching pro golf on TV to my list. People pretend to like that. I wrote, put DJ Khaled on my list. I don't think people really like him. And then I finalized with hummus. I brought it home with hummus. I feel like people pretend that they like hummus because it's so like trendy and like just, you know, to look cool, you got to have hummus at every event. A little tray with your carrots and your hummus, and people are like,
and you've
got to
be seen eating at least one bite. You got to pick up a little carrot and put in the hummus just so that everyone sees that you did eat some of it. I will tell you that the Persian restaurant that I like to go to, this shouldn't even count, but they serve a hummus that's like a roasted red pepper hummus, but it has sausage in it.
Sausage hummus? Now we're talking.
Yes. I know. I'm like, well, that shouldn't even be a thing, but it is, so I don't mind eating that.
I would eat that, yes.
Brad made me laugh. He says, fake friendships, forced to act like friends because of spouses.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely right.
Yes.
It's like, I like this person, so now I've got to pretend to like their spouse or significant other.
My wife has been trying to get me to go out with a friend of hers because she absolutely knows that I'm going to love the spouse, and I am digging my heels in. I'm like, I'm not. I have zero interest. Don't want to do it.
It's almost like blind date stuff. It's like they're trying to set you up. Like, oh, I know you'll love him because, you know, she and I get along so well. I know you'll love her husband. He's probably a tool.
Yeah. I've seen this guy out and about. I know who he is. I'm like, I have zero interest in being friends with this guy. So stop it. It's okay for you just to have your little friendship with your girlfriend. It's like, it's fine.
That's right.
Go out. Have fun.
Gives you a chance to get out and have a girl's night
exactly.
out.
Exactly. It's like, we don't need another couple in our life right now. We're fine. We're fine.
I think I told you, like, I met this guy. He's an attorney guy, and I met him at this bar that I like to hang out. And he would talk about, hey, we need to get together, the four of us. And what it turned out was that both of the wives pretty much put the kibosh on it. Both
Good.
Of them.
Good.
Both his wife and Gretchen both were like, we don't want to do that.
It's good.
So Chris, the guy, and I just kind of shrugged our shoulders. We're like, well, okay. Well, I guess it's just us. And that's okay.
That's right.
Susan's kind of funny. She says the things that people are convinced others only pretend to enjoy, their job.
Oh, sure.
That's kind of interesting.
Let's talk to our producer, Josh.
He doesn't even pretend.
You're right, he doesn't.
Josh just makes it clear, I hate this
He
job.
Walked in with his head down this morning. He's like,
oh, no. Yeah, Melody's referencing Facebook. Yeah, I guess you have to pretend. It's kind of like you're talking about people showing you the photos of stuff.
Yeah.
So you've got to click like on somebody's vacation photos.
Great.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, whatever. Go to hell. Blah, blah, blah.